Hello, 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 and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. So, I have a question of the day, and of course, with that question, I have a little context. Because I'm a little stung, like I'm a little conflicted with this whole thing. How do you And this is about work related. This is work related. Like when you work in a toxic environment, how do you either retract yourself from it because you're not really ready to leave, or how do you build something positive in a toxic environment, right? How do you get, like, I know you can't change people. I know people are going to be who they are, and I know that you should change who, not who you are, but you change yourself in the situation. But what do you do when it's like, golly, every new person that's coming in, it's the same thing over and over? How do you change that? Because no matter what, there's so much more negative and it's so much more toxicness than there is the positive and the good stuff, and constantly hearing all the negative. How do you deal with that? How do you turn that environment around? How do you build on a foundation that seems to be very toxic? I don't think you can, but at the same time, it's like, why are you there, right? Like, oh, we should just leave. But then the opportunity has not presented yourself to leave yet. So what do you do? How do you deal with toxic environments? I hope this makes sense, because I know a lot of times I'll be just rambling in my situations, because I'm like, I really don't know. I really don't know this one. I don't know how to get out of this situation the best. You know, and when I go through things, I don't look at it as I'm going through things for myself. I look at it as I'm going through it for someone else. Because what if someone else was in this situation? What am I fighting for? What am I supposed to be doing? Or am I supposed to be even fighting? Because sometimes not doing anything is like saying you agree to me. That's my opinion. If I don't do anything, I'm saying I'm being neutral. Even though I know this person is wrong and that person is wrong. Doesn't that make you in agreement sometimes? Because not doing or saying anything sometimes just means to people, like, okay, well, she agrees. You didn't fight for anything. I don't know. It's a lot going on, and I'm just like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Or how do you deal with this? You know, don't say anything, be quiet. That's fine. But eventually it tears at you, right? Because it's toxicness. Like, the longer you sit in something, it doesn't matter what is going on around you, how positive you are, eventually something seeps in. And you get tired and you don't want to do it no more. So what do you do? How do you change that environment? Go to Outside the Four Walls Ministry page and let me know what you think. Let me know how you're feeling. What it, you know, let me know your opinion. and like this. Share, comment, have a blessed day.